Hello, 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 rituals, rituals, rituals.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good. Good. I'm very good.
Is the lighting right in here today?
It's fine, yes. I think. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining again. I feel like that cold weather. Oh, what was that about? I had to put my heated seats on in my new car.
Ooh, heated seats in the new car.
I know, don't.
Ooh, it's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, which I probably won't be able to drive in a bit, but yeah, anyway.
Still reeling about your points.
I was loving my heated seats going up to the stable yesterday. It was really good.
They are really helpful.
I've never had them before.
Have you not?
No.
Sometimes when you need a wee, though, it can make you need
it
a wee more.
It makes you, does yeah, it? Yeah, yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So if you do need a wee, don't put the heated seats on.
Oh my God, I haven't even told you. It was all kicking off in New Addington as well last night.
Oh my goodness, tell.
Seriously.
What was going
honestly,
on?
I came out of Costa.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was about 10 police cars.
Wow.
Four of which, like, proper vans.
Yeah. Any dogs?
No dogs.
Right.
But a crowd was forming.
Wow.
Over by the leisure centre.
Ooh.
So, obvs, me being a nosy biatch, I was like, I need to go and have a look at this. What is going on? They had a man in handcuffs.
Right.
Yeah, he was standing up.
Yeah.
Being very, very lovely.
Yeah.
Apart from, obviously, the criminal activity.
Yeah. And then, but innocent until proven guilty.
And then, wait until the end.
Yeah.
And
can't
then,
wait.
There
can't
was
wait.
Someone on the floor with like four police people around them. One was like on top of this person. I was like thinking, what is going on? Anyway, they were on the other side of the road. And I went in to get a closer look. And I was like, is that a man or a woman on the floor? And the guy was, and all of a sudden I heard her voice. And it was a woman on the floor.
And a man was on top of her.
Yeah. They were strapping her legs together.
What?
Yeah, to get her up because she was obviously resisting
and kicking.
Arrest.
Yeah, of course, because you.
Yeah, but they were honestly. There were 20. There were, must have been about 25 police officers there. It was crazy. Then anyway, they finally got her into the van. They searched the guy who they had in cuffs. They searched his bag.
Yeah.
They let him go.
What?
Honestly, it was crazy. I've been searching online.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter.
Although I'm off Twitter now because of Elon
Twat
face.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Can't find anything about it. But do you know what? I really wanted to know what had caused it. Because, of course, I love British people as well. We were all like, so what's going on here?
Yeah.
And I was chatting to this woman and she was like, I don't know, but I think that guy knows over there. So we were like, right, let's wait for that guy to come out here. And then he did. And we were like, do you know what's going on? And he was just like, no, he was just going off on one about how many police there were as well. But it was just crazy. Anyway, sorry, that was my little...
No.
It was all kicking off.
Because we have to drive through there to get to our...
Stables.
Yeah. But
and now I stop there on a third... Oh my God, routine ritual. This is my little ritual now. So I take Dorothy horse riding.
Yeah.
And she's there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to go half an hour back.
Yeah.
And then another half an hour back.
Such a pain.
To have an hour at home. So now I go to New Addington. That's why I was in New Addington.
I like the fact you chose New Addington over, I mean, Biggin Hill, which is the.
Oh, it's Biggin Hill night. But
no, not
but
really.
But there's like shops.
It's actually Biggin Hill probably.
They're good charity shops in Biggin.
Oh, there might be actually, yeah.
Because my routine, my ritual is I go into Sense because there's only one charity shop in New Addington. It's a Sense.
Oh, right. I think there are a couple in Biggin Hill.
Is there?
Yeah.
I love a charity shop rummage.
Yeah.
And then I go into Poundland.
Yeah.
Then I go to Costa, have a coffee. And then that's about an hour.
Oh,
and then
brilliant.
I've got another hour to go to Lidl.
Yeah.
Do my shop.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's time to go pick her up. And do you know what? It's actually really nice to just have an hour to myself.
Yeah.
I don't
and not
anything, really.
Exactly. And then you don't, like you say, you don't have to do that half an hour.
And I'm not
drive.
Telling James that I actually quite enjoy it because every Thursday it's like, oh, who's going to take Dorothy riding? I'm always like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
And I think, I love
martyr.
It. Especially now I've got my heated seats.
Yeah.
But anyway. the martyr.
But
he calls me Martyr Mary, actually, because my mum is quite a martyr. And he says, you're being a bit of a Martyr Mary. Oh, mum, sorry.
Sorry. Oh.
Oh.
Also, James might listen to this. He might now know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, she still hates Thursdays.
Do you
She's
know
winking
he...
at me as she says it.
Do you know what he said to me the other day? He had been listening to the podcast and he was like, I never realised how you really think about things, don't you, Lucy? You really weigh up things and then you come to your viewpoint. I think it's really amazing. Aww. I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
That's really nice.
But also, I can't believe you didn't know that about me before.
No, you probably
You've
just
only learned
you
that
make...
from the podcast. Not it's just funny, day-to-day it. Life.
Yeah. From living with me, from being married to me.
Exactly, from being my person.
Mark
my person.
Has not listened to the podcast.
Has he not?
No.
Not at all?
No.
James is
not really, yeah, just not really, he just hasn't had time. And I think he...
Sorry, how many times do you say he's been at the golf course this week?
Exactly. Can't listen to my podcast for fucking...
But can go and have a quick round of 18.
Yikes.
Three times a week. Should we just stop really slagging
him
off?
Yeah, let's slag Mark off.
I love it.
Didn't really like the t-shirt he wore today anyway.
Oh, I like that.
No, I do. I'm joking. I actually love the pink t-shirt.
Yeah, pink's his colour.
I really think, and bright.
Yeah.
I think it's good. But what can we slag Mark
off? I actually once made James. There used to be a lovely little vintage shop in Crystal Palace called One Eyed Jockey. And it was a specialist men's vintage shop. And I got him to buy this coral shirt from there, and it was lovely, and I thought it was really his colour, and then he wore it out with the boys.
What,
he never
they?
Wore it again. They ripped the piss out of him so much that he never ever wore it again, and I felt for him so much.
That's so
because you could tell his little
nonsense.
Face. I know, his little face.
I love pink on men. I think it's a great colour on. In fact, I prefer pink on men, I think, than I do on women.
I think he now has a bit maybe too red a face to get away with it. I feel like it brings the redness out, doesn't
the
it?
Rouge.
The rouge. The rouge.
The rouge.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much. It's because I like saying words with R.
Yeah.
My friend said rhetoric the other day, and I was like, oh, what a great word.
Such a great
what
word.
What a great rhetoric. Anyway.
What's been making me laugh, just thinking of French, is someone I know always says entre nous. And I just love that, between
entre
us.
Nous. Oh, entre nous.
Entre nous.
Oh, entre
nous.
That
so I've been saying that quite a lot with my friend Laura, and we just giggle.
Entre nous.
Laura actually listens to the podcast, so we can say hi to her.
Hi, Laura.
But yeah, entre nous. And entre also, actually, just totally entre nous, but entre all of us.
Entre
nous. Saw twat-faced Porsche man this morning.
Oh, did you?
And he put his head down because he drove up like a total...
You.
The road was closed due to waterworks. And he up the pavement with people walking on it and drove really fast nonetheless.
Really?
And yeah, I'm going for him next time.
Are you?
I didn't realise it was him. Otherwise, I think I would have stopped and said something.
Jeez.
He is such...
This road is a nightmare, though, to be fair.
Yeah, it is a bit. But I'm going to say something.
Yeah, do.
And I might put that... My fantasy is to put the sign up.
Yeah.
Have a huge A1 laminated sign that saying man in the registration number stopped driving.
Yeah.
Are you insecure? Are you that insecure?
I've told you about what I do with the old just... flashing my little pinky at them now to make them aware that I think they have a small dick.
Yeah.
Basically what I do.
Small dick energy. That's what you are.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine me on the school
We've
run?
We've had this conversation.
You are small dick energy, like at the top of my voice. That's what I need to do, actually.
I don't know what it is with this road, though, Croydon Council. They just are digging it up left, right and centre.
Well, it's because we've had loads of water work. The pipes have been leaking.
There was
one on Hamlet Road and Auckland Road.
But
just going back to the police thing.
Yeah.
I have seen too many, I've seen it too many times in London, where there's just been like an excessive amount of police on top of like a human being.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
crazy.
It's not cool, is it? I actually get slightly, you know, check that everyone's all right.
Well, that's why I went over, actually, because I thought this, like, what? Because she was on the floor for a long time as well. And I did actually, God, this is like so cringe, but I said to a guy that was there, I was like, there's got to be a joke in here somewhere about like how many police it takes to arrest one person.
Well, are you that
and
incompetent?
He was like, no, but he was a boomer.
Oh,
and
he
was like,
you know,
Lucy,
by the way, I don't know if you've not listened to the last podcast, Lucy is
declared
struggling.
I hate boomers.
Yeah, she's struggling with
I've
the boomers.
I've decided. Mm-hmm. And I Yeah, and then he basically said, yeah, but it's not about the person they're arresting. It's about all the other people that will jump on the police. And I was like,
That's not true. Are you joking?
Like, no, no. And then he was like, yeah, that people are like animals around here. And I was like,
might not be making it my Thursday night visit after all.
I know. And then anyway, I was like, I still think it's overkill. I just think it's absolutely crazy. And I said, actually, if that is the reason that people will just like jump on the police now, because James agreed with him, which I just think is ridiculous. He was like, I've seen so many videos. I was like, what, on the Daily Mail website?
Yeah, Daily Bloody and then Fail.
Daily Fail. And then.
Yeah.
And then I've lost my train of thought.
And then you were talking to the boomer and he
said... Oh, and then I said, basically, I think if that is true and that is the reason, surely the police just need to be doing some major reflecting on why...
Why that may be.
Yeah.
There are definitely too many people. There are too many power hungry people, I think, in the police force. I know it's being cleaned up at the moment, but I kind of view the police as quite dirty money now.
Do you? You
know, yeah, like I just... A lot of them. I mean, I just think there have been too many cases of dodgy police. And actually... But not all of them, of course. Like there's a man I walk the dog with in the park who's lovely. He told me he was a police officer, and then suddenly I was like, "What have I said?"
You do, though. You know, don't
you're suddenly like, "Oh God, what have I said? Anything to incriminate myself?"
Yeah, it's like going through customs. Yeah, you know, completely. You don't have anything, but you're just still very, very nervous.
Yeah, especially. Yeah, exactly. Especially leaving Ibiza.
I actually have only been to Ibiza once and I found out I was pregnant a month before.
Ooh,
that is not that fun, is it? It was a hen do as well.
That is not Ibiza ready.
I was not Ibiza ready.
You were not.
But I have all the stories because I watched all of my friends and it was very, very comical.
Which pregnancy was that?
Dorothy.
Yeah, that's a shame. But it's probably saved you.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's probably saved you in many ways.
It was, yeah.
Rejection is protection and all of that sort of thing. So,
rituals.
So I was thinking, what the hell are we talking about
today?
What
rituals do you have, darling? Do you have any?
Well, yes. I think everyone knows, anyone who knows me, well, not... is it a ritual, I suppose? But
What is a ritual? I don't know.
What do you...
Fuck knows.
We're talking about stuff we have no idea about.
I never understood that was why the shop that's called Rituals was called Rituals. I thought, that's a weird thing. Why is that shop called Rituals? But it's because that's what it's all about. It's about having rituals for self-care.
So I think it's rituals... I suppose my things aren't necessarily related to self-care.
Okay.
Is it a...
Go on, hit me.
So what's the actual... Hey Siri, what's the definition of a ritual?
As a noun, ritual means a religious or solemn ceremony consisting of a series of actions performed according to a prescribed order. Do you want to hear the remaining one?
I thought it was religious, actually.
Yeah, actually.
But I don't think that... Now we kind of use that. Siri, you're an idiot.
Yeah, Siri, you're up to date. Yeah.
I think that it is. It's something that you... It's not a routine. For me, it's routine and ritual are quite different.
Yeah, definitely.
So routine for me is something that needs to be done. Ritual is something you do for funsies. Well, and that's for me why it's linked to self-care.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was thinking... Because we were talking about this topic earlier, weren't we? And I was thinking more about things... I do, like, but it's not, it's actually just habit or it's OCD or it's just about hygiene. Like, I do not like shoes in the house. You know, that's the half Norwegian. You know, we just don't wear shoes in the house. It's, you know, would never ever get into my bed with my outdoor clothes on. You know, that kind of thing. So they're not really rituals. I suppose rituals... I do try and do like moon, I do try and write
moon stuff,
like positive stuff.
What's moon stuff?
You know, like if it's a new moon or whatever, I'll be a bit conscious of it and I don't know, like write intentions and
I think my only ritual actually is probably having a bath a few times a week. I think that's my real, like, just something I do totally for me, totally just for the sheer delight of it and that's the thing for me, like a ritual, it has like quite a set process.
Exactly. So,
so it'll be like, you know, I put my salts in and I do, you know, run it in quite a specific way. And for me, that's a real like thing that kind of calms me and stuff. But actually, you're totally right on the OCD stuff, because we both suffer from OCD.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of my OCD is around ritual. And I have lots of things that I kind of have to do, otherwise bad things will happen.
Yes, like like, oh, I remember, you know, touching wood, or if the traffic lights go green now, then that's then everything's going to be okay.
Yes,
or, you know, they more, I suppose they're what's the thing called, like jinxing, what's that whole category of life called?
Oh, superstition.
It's kind of linked to that. But I would say, like, ritual wise, I like having my nails done. That makes me feel good.
Do you have a bedtime ritual? Do you have quite a set bedtime kind of routine?
No, really. I would say my music, actually. For me, sitting down and writing a song or singing is just makes me feel the best ever.
But I think it, for me, it links into that whole, like, so I started trying to turn off my lights quite early on in the night.
Lighting candles, actually.
And lighting candles.
I do so like I, that. But,
and I loved it, actually, and now I just have got out of the habit, and now it's not. But I did actually love that, which was very much about trying to calm the house. I mean, it was when the kids were going a bit nuts, and I just kind of tried to calm it down a little bit. But that's gone now.
I think I just feel like our lives as, you know, I'd love to have all the, I think if I had the time, and if my ideal thing would be, so this is what I would do if I had the time, actually.
Is this bedtime?
Like spare time. Yeah. If I had spare time, what I would love to do is get up in the morning before everyone else, lie on that Shakti mat or whatever it's called, the thing that with the nails, not nails, but the plastic knobs on them. Shakti. I can't remember.
Well, like where you lie on nails.
Yeah, you lie, but it's sort of more plasticky. You know, those mats. I've got one of those. I've never used it.
You've got one of those mats?
Yeah, we can have a go on, but...
Oh my God, what are we doing here?
But like, I'd love to sit and meditate. And then I'd
fucking like meditating.
I find it so difficult. And then I'd like to have, like, you know, always a cup of boiling water and lemon.
Apparently, that's not very good for you.
I don't think it's good for your teeth, but it's meant to cleanse. A Chinese lady once told me that in New York, actually, she said always drink lemon with hot water. It works as washing up liquid does to grease on a plate in your body. And I thought, oh, yeah, I will.
So I did that a lot.
And I trust the Chinese, like, rituals, actually.
Yes.
You know, and they're Chinese. I've just got a lot of,
like,
love.
Ancient,
I've got a lot of respect for it. So I was like, yeah, crazy, I'll do that. But like, yeah, if they I had
do
the
know.
Time,
they know
do
stuff
they know.
Like that.
They totally know. I would definitely do that sort of thing, like lemon and water. But who the fuck has the time for rituals? I feel like you have to not work, be super wealthy.
Yeah, that's true. Can you do little things?
Having the house tidy.
Is that a big one for you?
Yeah, as you can see.
Looks like an absolute shithole.
This is my room. It does. Looks like.
Doesn't it at all? It looks lovely. Yeah, no. Really.
Thanks.
But going back to, I don't see the problem with wearing outdoor clothes indoors. They're not covered in shit, are they?
No, I don't mind wearing outdoor clothes indoors, but wearing, like, if you were to go, so we were talking about this in the office the other day.
Yeah.
So if one of my, like, if you were to go for a nap, if you were to just go for a nap now, would you take those clothes
off?
No. What, you'd get into bed under a duvet?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, no, couldn't do that.
Why?
And like shoes on the sofa.
I don't care. People are allowed shoes in my house.
But shoes on a sofa?
I mean, who would do that?
Well, I know a few people that would.
Really?
Yeah.
My brother probably would, actually.
And also those people that put their feet up on the train, on the seats. That is like a big no-no.
Definitely.
Are you one of those?
What? Not since the signs went up. The signs work. The signs defo work.
Well done, no, British Rail.
I actually was one of those people that would confront... Do you remember when everyone used to like listen to music without headphones and
stuff? Oh my God.
I would confront people about that.
Me too.
I went into so many arguments with people and people would be really quite abusive.
I did it the other day.
Can you just turn that down? Did you?
Yeah. Like, I don't think I do it now. Bloody speakerphone. Really? They're like... I just was like, have you not got headphones? Do you not have headphones?
Yeah. And what did they say? They get their headphones out.
They get either one actually, strangely, a girl had headphones in her ears, so pods.
But was speaking on speaker.
But was still watching it on the speakerphone. I was like, what about your headphones? And she just sort of got off and gave me a dirty look. But I just think also I'm trying, if we're on the tube and Gabriella's on my phone, I will... make sure that she doesn't have a volume on. But it's quite hard to teach my 9-year-old like basic fucking manners.
Yeah.
When you've got like someone in his 20s or 30s right next to me with the volume full, like up on full. Yeah. And then someone else in the carriage down the, like talking to their friend on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that really
rude. Do you find having a conversation quite loudly rude on a train?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I think my husband gets super embarrassed with me on the train I'll be like chatting and I'm like overshare and and I'll just chat. Like I would here.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a private conversation.
Yeah.
And James gets hideously embarrassed. But I don't think that's rude. Whereas I do think it's rude if you're on a phone. But why is that?
I don't know. But
Do you know what I do think they should have though? I do think that on trains they should just have quiet. What are they called? Carriages.
But they do they, on national
not on
rail
them,
they
though.
Do.
What do you mean national?
Like you know
rail?
The national train. Like if you want to go to Bristol,
there's no such thing as national rail anymore. That's the whole problem with it. They're all franchised off. This is what my husband always just goes on about. He's like, that's always the issue. We need to nationalise the railways.
But they don't because if you sometimes I've accidentally booked the quiet carriage and it's like. Oh,
so you don't want to be in the quiet carriage?
No, I don't want to be in the quiet carriage because I need to use that time to
you're giving me mixed messages here.
Be on the phone, on my headphones.
With your feet on the seat.
No
so
way.
I know you
no
definitely.
Way.
Have you never done it?
Never. I won't
never?
Do it.
Never?
No. I won't leave litter anywhere. I would never drop litter. I'd never put my feet on the seats.
What?
I'd always take my shoes off in someone else's house. I'd never get into bed with outdoor clothes on that I've sat on the tube with. Or
I would do all of those things.
Like, I think it's the Norwegian cleanliness.
You know,
the Norwegians are exceptionally.
Bertie has like I think I used to in my 20s. I probably wore more times my clothes to bed than I did my pajamas.
Yeah, I mean, I probably did as well. I don't think I really cared so much then.
See, I think that's when I'm thinking back to when I used to put my feet on the seats.
Oh, no,
I think
I still didn't do that.
If I was severely, severely hungover, I do think I'd be like, oh, I need to just like put my feet somewhere. I think about that. Oh, God, I can't. Do you drink? You don't really drink, do you?
Binge drink.
Do you?
Well, I social drink. I'm a social drinker.
Yeah.
So we tend not to drink at home unless people are over. But. Yeah, I'm either all or nothing.
Yeah.
So I definitely, like, tonight we're going out, so I'll drink.
Are you?
Tomorrow I'm going out, so
where
I'll drink.
Where are you going?
Tonight going into Soho.
Nice.
And then tomorrow going to I think it's called the Great Escape Festival in Brighton.
Oh, I've heard that's really, really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's some friends' birthdays. Some guys I grew up with.
Oh, you've got a busy weekend.
Yeah, it has got. And then Mark's obviously golfing on Sunday.
Is G coming with you?
No.
Oh.
I'm like, sorry, no, no.
No,
absolutely not. Is it kid friendly?
I mean, all festivals are kid friendly, aren't they? Apart from like the Secret Garden party.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
But I think most of them.
But I mean, you're not taking the kids to Glastonbury, are you?
No, but I've got some friends who are going to be for the first year actually bringing their kids in.
Yeah,
only on the Sunday.
I probably would take her to Glastonbury, but this is more of a friend that no one else is bringing kids.
Well, the first time I went back to Glastonbury after a big break, everyone was like. Oh my God, it's so bad. There's just like, you can just, there's like, it's really bad, like openly people doing drugs and it's just really dirty and stuff. And I don't know whether maybe they cleaned it up by the time I started going again, but I didn't think it was bad.
No.
I think the thing is, it's so big. That's the thing with Glastonbury. Like somewhere like Wilderness is much nicer because it's so much smaller, the site. So it's good for children in that way.
Yeah.
But I poked my head in the kids section in Glastonbury and it looked absolutely incredible. I mean, I wanted to go in there and had fun. So I think
festivals for kids are brilliant. It's just more that when the kids are there, it's just quite hard work for the parents.
Oh, gotcha. You know, I mean, like, it's an absolute nightmare.
It's just more the like not know, having to keep your eye on them and where they are the whole time.
Oh,
but,
God. But and yeah, also, we also did Wilderness 1 year, which costs, you know, by the time you've bought the tickets and then you eat and blah, blah, blah.
You may as well have gone to the Caribbean.
Well, and even if you do a lot of, like, camp food and stuff, you still spend a lot of money. And then we went straight from there to, like, a campsite. And I never forget turning up. And just like, we even just put the tent up and Dorothy was like, I like this one better than the other festival. And I was just like, oh my God, this costs like 50 quid for like 4 nights. And like, and you just think, God, they just, I feel like they just don't really appreciate it sometimes as well.
I definitely want to take Gabriella to things. Like we're taking her to Billie Eilish this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, where? It will be. Like, but I think, sorry?
Where are you going?
I don't know, actually. Oh. Somewhere in, I guess, O2.
My friend said
Wembley?
Yesterday, we were just planning a friend's birthday party, and she said, oh, I can't come, I'm taking the boys to see McFly.
Oh, and we were all like, how old are the boys?
Yeah, her snap, yes. All right, yeah. For the boys.
Boys. She was like,
all right. Oh, I've just said her name, actually, sorry.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. Oh, my God, I didn't even hear it.
We were all like, yeah, all right. You want to go, don't you, really? Feels like I do quite like them. I can't remember which one they are, whether they're Busted. Either. Did they come before Busted or after Busted?
I feel like they were at the same time.
Are they like the one with five colours in your hair?
That's the only song I remember. I can't think of one McFly or Busted song, actually.
And now they've got McBusted, haven't they?
Is that the tour they're doing together?
Oh, I don't know, actually. She said McFly. She didn't say McBusted. I like these hybrid bands. They really make me laugh.
But everyone's coming out.
I love them, like... super groups.
So what? So it's McFly and Busted touring at the same time?
No, she said it was just McFly. Oh, yeah, so anyway, what were we talking about? Rituals.
So I think it's more like things that I probably don't have that many rituals because I don't really have the time, and I've listed the ones I would do, but I just have like Christellisms. I think.
Do you use that?
No. I don't actually, but I've just come up with it.
You just coined it.
I just coined it right now, actually.
But yeah, I think I used to have a lot of rituals that are around intrusive thoughts, which aren't really healthy rituals, are they? So
I think
so. There's healthy rituals and bad rituals. Yeah, where it's like something awful's going to happen if I don't say this phrase five times.
Or if I don't go through the traffic lights, or if I don't touch my wooden headboard with both hands.
Magpies freak me out. I'm convinced that my cancer's back because I'm seeing lots of magpies at the moment.
No.
One single magpie.
But do you know what?
Fuckers.
Yeah, but we've given up the magpie thing. I never had the magpie thing, but Mark did and he'd salute it and whatever.
Morning, Mr. Magpie. Yeah. How are you today?
What is that shit? It's utter nonsense.
Are you joking?
No, it's bollocks. It's total utter. So's the jinx. Like, do you really think because we say, oh, there's no traffic, that's why the traffic happens suddenly? Like, no.
No.
But also magpies, the thing that got me, so I then copied Mark for a bit and did the whole magpie thing and just thought, oh my God, what is happening to me? Why am I being so ridiculous? But my friend told me that in Asia, the magpies are lucky. So it's just like, so actually, let's look at what magpies mean and reflect and all over the world, you know?
I forgot about the salute. I literally forgot about the salute. I'm going to start saluting them again, actually, to take, because that takes away the bad luckness of one. I forgot that.
Yeah, but in Asia, I'm sure that one magpie, like magpies aren't seen as,
magpies,
they're seen as positive.
No. No, well, then they're crazy because magpies are fucking evil.
James once saw a magpie pecking
a sparrow to death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, mate. He said it was like pecking its skull and stuff. And it was still alive.
Actually,
the cat had its first kill.
What?
Our cat had its first
kill. No, what was it?
Gutting a dragonfly.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I know. He pulled a wing off, or she pulled a wing off. And we've had it now in a jar for ages because Bertie doesn't want to throw it away. And it's been this horrible thing. We've been trying to feed it sugar water and ants, and it's just been awful. And then I came down this morning and the dragonfly is gone. So I'm going to lie to Bertie and tell him that it must have flown off. But it's obviously just dead somewhere.
Oh.
I know. Can't fly with three wings, can it?
I just don't know.
I know. I said that to him and he said, what about Nemo? And I was like, yeah.
What Nemo the fish?
Yeah, he's a clownfish though. I think it's less because the water's kind of supporting him. Oh, why?
Did Nemo lose
him.
A wing or something?
Yeah, he's got like a lucky fin, hasn't he? Which
oh,
is
I
like,
just don't know. I
yeah,
don't
he's
I've
got like
it.
A lucky...
I think I must have done, but I don't remember that.
What?
I sort of watch these like...
Are you joking?
Kids stuff without... Like,
oh my
god, eye.
Not Nemo though. Nemo's brilliant, I mean, dude.
I mean, I like the name Nemo.
Oh my god, Finding
Nemo. And I like the colours.
I think Finding Nemo is probably in my top 10 films.
No way.
Yeah, and then Finding Dory's a great one as well.
I've definitely watched them, but they just didn't touch me quite like they've touched
oh
you.
Oh my god, are you joking?
I'm like, fuck yeah, you. No. But I will.
I can't think about what my favourite film is now and ask you whether you like that because maybe we can't do this anymore. Maybe our new ritual of doing a podcast every week, I'm just like, no.
It's over.
She doesn't like Finding Nemo.
It's not that I don't like. It's not that I don't like it. I just didn't absorb it.
I've watched it quite a few times. Yeah, I haven't.
I don't think... Because Gabriella didn't like movies for a while.
Yeah.
She's getting better now. So
ADHD, dude.
Is that right?
I can't watch a movie. It's far too much commitment.
It wasn't her commitment. It was the fact that, and she's right, and something I'd never thought about, was there's always a sad bit. And she used to get rich. There's always a scary bit. There's always a sad bit. And of course, it's always okay in the end. But she didn't like movies because there was always something...
The crescendo, you need that. I've done a writing course. You need the tension. You need the
She just didn't like it. So it'd be good. She, apart from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my God,
I love Winnie the Pooh.
I'll tell you who is going through that phase. My youngest is actually going through that scary phase. She doesn't. We watched, oh my God. Okay, so talking about my ritual of going up to New Addington and going to the one charity shop in there. My friend recently told me that he loves Twin Town, which is an old cult movie with Reese Ifans.
Yes.
And he was like, I can't find it on any of the streaming platforms. It's nowhere to be seen. So I was like, I'll find it for you.
Yeah.
I'll find it for you, baby. I noted it and thought, I'll get it for him. Yeah. Anyway, found it. New Addington Charity Shop, 50p.
Brilliant.
Boom. I had to buy a DVD player when he came up to visit me because I gave it to him and he was like, come on then, let's watch it. And I was like, well, I don't have a DVD player. And he was like, why the fuck have you bought me this then? I was like, Argos, let me get a DVD player.
Oh my God, didn't you do that here?
Oh, sure, I did actually. And also found Danny Champion of the World.
Oh,
do you remember
my
the
God,
old 80s?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got like a really famous actor in it as well. And it like all of like Robbie Coltrane is in it. You're
oh,
just
really?
Like, yes,
oh,
we
I
watched
loved
it.
Robbie
but,
Coltrane.
Oh, I love he's not dead,
it,
is he?
I'm sure.
Oh
he is.
God, don't L-I-V, E-R-P, O-O-L, Liverpool FC. What was that programme called with the where he was a psychologist?
That was really good. It was called...
My dad was obsessed with that. Wasn't called Minder.
It was called... Hold on.
He's a great actor, though.
I think he died. He did die.
When did he die?
2022.
Oh,
of course, because that was when, lots of people from Harry Potter...
Died.
They?
Was it J.K. Rowling, was it? Was it her?
He was in...
God, I don't know why I just said that.
He's in... Cracker.
Cracker. That was... I knew it was one word.
Yeah, Cracker.
Cracker was great. TVs used to be big rituals for us, actually. And I think we've lost that slightly since all of the streaming. Because I don't have the... Do you have a ritual on a Saturday night to sit down with the children and
no,
watch
but
TV?
When I was younger, it used to be watching Blind Date.
Yeah.
Like Blind Date, Cilla Black, and what else was
Gladiators.
There?
Was
yeah,
it
Gladiators.
Or Noel's House Party.
Yeah,
oh, my
something.
God, I love that.
I think, yeah, so like Saturday nights in Norway.
Noel Edmonds once said I was a cute baby. That's my claim to fame.
Good old Noel.
And good old Noel. Didn't he get cancelled, actually?
I just don't know.
God, she's checking her phone all the time. What are we doing? We're like name dropping all
these old people that like Noel Edmonds.
How did we even get onto Cracker? Harry
Potter.
Robbie
Coltrane.
Oh, films, wasn't it?
Films. Oh, yes. Yeah, so, no. Oh, Oh, that's who he is. I forgot Noel Edmonds looked like that. Okay, he's currently 76.
76?
And still alive.
Oh, my God.
And his active still cute. Years are
no,
from...
I'm still cute.
1968 to present. Maybe he'd like to come on our podcast.
Do you think?
Noel Edmonds.
Could we get Edmonds on there? We'd have to have Blobby, though, as well.
Oh, was he Blobby?
Oh, yes, no, of course. He was part of Noel Edmonds' house party. That. Jesus Christ.
My friend...
Finding out so much about you this episode. I really don't know if we can be friends anymore.
My friend always wants to meet, always talks about Gloria Hunniford. I'm desperate to get them to meet because I don't know why he's always like, oh, maybe we'll see Gloria Hunniford.
Here, just randomly.
Any randomly, like wherever we are.
I love that.
I loved Gloria Hunniford, though.
She was great.
She
yeah.
was great. But so she still is great, I'm sure. Yeah.
Like
so Noel
Gloria.
Edmund is still very much like, oh, poor Robbie Coltrane.
No, but I do think, so my friend...
Yeah, Saturday night.
My friends will sit down with their girls and watch live TV on a Saturday night. Like
Strictly,
that
when Strictly's on, we'll
the Gladiators
have a bit of a...
at the moment.
I haven't got into this new
no,
Gladiators.
I haven't either, really.
Do you know what? It was a bit shit the first time.
Well,
it wasn't that great, like Spider or Storm or I don't know. I just didn't think it was that great. But
Spider, Storm.
What was the main guy? Wolf.
Wolf was yeah, incredible. Sorry. I had a real crush on Shadow, and now I think about Shadow, and he was so scary. There was something about his eyes, like his eyes were super intense. But he was really fit.
I mean, I'm sure I did like it, but I don't like it enough. It's not like if Ab Fab returned or Gavin and Stacey did another thing. Do you know what I mean? For me, it was just like, well, yeah, that was kind of Gladiator at the time. I'm just not bothered enough.
I couldn't believe the names again because now I've just said Shadow. There was that whole thing about like what they were all called and some of them were quite, like, why would you call that and la, la, la. And then yeah. I remember watching the new one and thinking, oh, feel like the maybe they shouldn't have named them in that way. I don't
Wait,
know.
How
like,
did they, how, have they know, carried on
some
naming
of them, were,
them?
Yeah, they're
in
named.
The same way.
I mean, they're different names, obviously, but yeah. I mean, it was all right, but I do think there's something that I've missed with my kids around that ritual of Saturday night. Like, we all very much go into our own devices.
Yeah, I think devices themselves have kind of. Stop that, haven't they? Because everyone's like either on their phone or their iPad or wanting to play Sims 4 on their computer or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so like
Sims 4. What the hell is up with our references this episode? Like, Jesus Christ, we've transported back to the 90s.
Is it not Sims 4 now?
I don't know. Surely it's like Sims 88 yeah, or something. Like
Sims 3045.
Oh my God. But my husband was so into Sims. He still goes on about some of the like cities that he created in Sims.
Oh, really?
I'm like, get fucking over it, mate. Have you seen the cities in China?
Yeah, like I haven't. I thought it was a new thing. I don't remember Sims growing up. Gabriella plays it all the time.
She?
A horsey one. Yes, yeah, some sort of Sims. Or maybe it's Skit. I don't know. But like she, yeah.
Are you
no
talking
one.
About Roblox? Or
no,
Minecraft?
No, no. I'm talking
Isn't
about
that...
Sims.
Oh, okay.
She definitely does the Sims thing,
does
but
she?
Could be.
I didn't
yeah.
know that was still around.
When I was little, we in Norway because I did a lot of my all my school holidays were in Norway up until I was like a teenager.
Please don't make me go back there.
No, but oh no, I love. I love Norway so much. It's like
I've
my
been,
home.
You know, I've been to Sweden, I've been to Finland, but I've never been to Norway. And Norway's I really
amazing.
Want to go to
we
Norway.
We should go. We could do a podcast from Norway.
Because I loved Finland and I loved Sweden. I thought they were both incredible. So I can imagine that
Norway's
just great.
Gorgeous. It's so nice.
I mean, to be honest though, I don't think I've ever been to a country that I was like, yeah, I could take it or leave it. I think every country I've been to, I'm just like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I just love culture.
So do I. Yeah.
And no, I don't mean like arty farty culture. I mean just getting to grips with another country and how
yeah.
they do things. Because every country is slightly different. And that just absolutely fascinates me.
Same. It's like an energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like an energy from another.
And just the systems and the processes and the
yeah.
way that they come together. And like even somewhere like France is so different from us. Like
yeah.
My French friend came over recently and she was just chatting about stuff. And it's just like, God, it's like, you know, our nearest cousins, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, and I
they're just so different in so many ways. Like, she was talking about things that they would never do, and or she was like talking about things that, yeah, she missed about the UK, and it was just, it's crazy. And I think, yeah, that's just, yeah, I love traveling. I'm
yeah,
excited.
I love traveling.
I'm going to Spain next week, so I'm
I know,
just,
and
like,
I really, I love
excited.
Spain. I love traveling as well. That's the one thing I suppose. That's the one thing that I feel quite restricted on, obviously, with the school, with like the kids in school. You know, we used to do a lot of traveling before, and now it's like only the holidays.
Yeah.
And it's,
it can be hard.
And then it's just insanely expensive compared to the rest of the year, which actually, yeah. And then anyway, yeah, I definitely would like to travel a bit more, but I'm going to Norway actually in the next couple of weeks.
Are you?
But
that
there
so
you
nice.
Have my point about Norway was that you have Saturday sweets. So it's lørdagsgodteri, which is like lørdag is Saturday, godteri is sweets. And you generally only have sweets on a Saturday, and you can either eat them all on a Saturday or save them like my friend Marianne used to. And I used to just eat them all, surprise, surprise. And then sometimes pretend to be a dog and beg for some from my brother.
The first girl I shared a dorm with at school used to pretend she was a dog when I used to get homesick, and she used to pretend to sniff me. It was like a dog, and it used to cheer me up for some reason. I know, so weird.
That's nice. Are you still in touch with
I mean on Facebook. She's a very sweet lady.
That was very sweet of her to do that to cheer you up, actually.
Yeah.
The sniffing, I guess she had to be. She had to be in character, though, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So she really embraced the dog.
We were actually talking about this recently because I am like one of my ride or dies is still like we met at like 11 at that school, and I didn't share a dorm with her in the first term, but I shared a dorm with her in the second term, and we weren't allowed to go to the toilet at night.
Why?
We were not allowed.
What?
Because we just weren't allowed.
That's
so,
not okay.
Yeah, I know. So I'm fine because I have an iron bladder. Like, yeah. I'm fine. But the two people that I shared the dorm with would have to go in the sink. Would have to go in the sink when we cleaned our teeth. Yeah, because we were that scared to, like, disobey the rules. How fucked is that, though, that our school wouldn't let us go to the toilet? Yeah,
that's
so
really bad. But then, actually, our school can be funny during the... not our school, as though I work in a school, but I find like the kids' school can be
really
funny about, you know, them going to the toilet too often during the day. It's like, it's a human right, surely. Just, I know people will take advantage of it, but just it's primary school. Like,
yeah,
they need
exactly.
to go to the toilet when they...
Oh, God, Bertie got banned from the football pitch for 2 weeks yesterday.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
But
apparently he got in someone's face.
I mean, he's passionate. He gets it from you, remember? No,
he thinks
hooligan,
that, yeah, well, he thinks
that you are as well.
He thinks there wasn't a goal, basically. And anyway, but the other kids swore at him. It's very bad. It kicked off.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I felt
Thank
really
God you weren't
embarrassed,
there.
Though.
Oh, were you there?
No, I wasn't there. But when she pulled me aside at the end of the school day, it was just... Bertie was there as well with like head down. As soon as I walked into the playground, I thought, oi, oi, what's going on here then?
Such a shit feeling,
and
isn't
I just it? Knew. It was like when I used to collect him from nursery, and I could just see the bag of shit pants like in her hand. And I'd be like, oh God, he's done it again. Because it was one of those nurseries where they couldn't be in nappies, and he kind of wasn't really ready. But I just sent him in anyway. And it didn't go down very well.
It's so...
Oh, God, that makes me seem really gross. But it was that feeling of that, like, sinking feeling of, like, God, it's...
My problem is, like, it doesn't happen too often, but Gabrielle will just get so defensive. And she'll speak her mind and just... So, you on the one hand, you've got the teacher saying, da-da-da-da-da, and then she won't... You know, normally you just expect them to be quiet and think... Oh, God. I mean, why I'd expect any child of mine to be quiet, I don't know. But and she'd be like, well, no. And it's like, oh, shush, this is bad enough as it is. And then you sort of get to a point where you're like, oh, this really sort of doesn't matter.
Well, like, and this was the thing, actually. So yesterday, Bertie very much went into, but this is what the other kid did. And I said something that I was like, oh God, I can't believe I just said this. And I was like, this is exactly what your father does, Bertie. He blames other people for his own actions and you just can't do it. And I was like, oh God, that's like an insight into my marriage in front of the teacher. The teacher must have been thinking, oh God, that poor husband. But yeah. But I think that is always defensiveness, is actually trying to excuse your behaviour because of someone else's behaviour.
Yeah.
And I think actually, it's
part of the injustice though thing
that totally
is not is it's because I don't think he's probably not trying, you know, she's not, and I'm sure Bertie isn't, not necessarily trying to excuse the behaviour, but just like actually we it's just sort of justifying actually
that context.
It wasn't just exactly. And often the teachers just haven't got time to get it all, get all that context. But yeah, it's just
And that's the thing. I am always on the teacher's side because teaching is just so hard. And talking of teaching, I need to go do the school run.
We need to do the school run,
which is so much fun.
So boring.
I might want to take them to the country park today, and I've just realised I haven't got the ice rocket lollies. So,
oh, I don't have any lollies I can give you.
It's fine. I'll just go to Tesco with them. That's going to be fun, isn't it?
Great. But you are out tonight. We're both out tonight. So we'll just do a nice school run.
Woohoo!
And then go
on
out
the
and
town.
Have fun with our friends.
Wow, have a good one.
You
and that
too.
Maybe that's, we should make our own new ritual of just making more time to go out and have time, adult time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Okay, so we don't really have any rituals then, do we?
No.
So
we're a bit
not
shit.
Really.
Apart from really unhealthy ones linked to our OCD.
Yeah.
Yay us.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.